down to Hilton Head, and what's good to know is that when we go on vacation, the Lord goes with us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we got down there, and the first day that we're out on the morning, and the sun's coming up and rising, and we're down there taking pictures, and there's a lady on the beach, and she's taking a selfie of herself and trying to get the sunrise behind her, and I offer, "Can you take a picture real quick for her? We'll do that." And I go to snap her picture, and we get a picture for her, and she goes on to tell us that she's from Ashford. She told us a story about getting out of Ashford, she's wearing a shirt that said "Faithful," right? And we said, "We'd like your shirt," right? And she goes telling us, talking with us, and it comes to the point where Deanna said, "Can we pray with you?" Right? And we come up in tears, basically, her, but she was telling us, and we got to pray with her right there on the beach, the three of us, right? And she said, "You're the first believers I met on the island since I've been down here." Praise the Lord for that. I think that was probably the highlight of the place we went and the things we made. That was probably the highlight of it all. Right. Thank the Lord for saving me.
Oh, yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Yeah. Somebody else.
Amen. Amen.
Me too. Somebody else this evening. I ain't gonna get in your way. That's something you need to do. You hammer down. All right. We'll be praying for Brother Scotty.
Lord help us.
Are you glad to be saved tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm thankful for all the Lord's blessings He's given me. A lot of, they sang that song and it said, "You got shoes on your feet and plenty to eat." We don't think much about that. We don't think much about, whenever we get to eat. It's just a normal thing that we wake up of a morning and we eat breakfast. It's a normal thing whenever it comes to dinner time, we're hungry, we go get something to eat. It's a normal thing to put our shoes on in the morning. They ain't got holes in them, we ain't got to go barefooted, anything like that. Unless, maybe somebody in here does, but I doubt it. But the Lord's been awful good to us, and it could be a lot worse than what we got it. And a lot of times we take a lot of things for granted. But anyways, if you got your Bibles, let's go to Romans chapter number 13. Romans chapter number 13, we'll start in verse number 11, if you would. Whenever you find your place, would you stand and give reverence to the reading of God's Word. Romans 13 and verse number 11. Romans 13, 11, it says, "And that, knowing the time that is that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in riding drunkenness, not in a chambering, and wantonness, not in strife and in envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Thank you for standing. You may be seated tonight. And here in this scripture, I want to take my the reading tonight for my message out of verse number 11. It says, "And that, knowing the time that now it is high time to awaken out of sleep." And I got to read, I was reading my Bible the other night, and I come across that, and Kevin asked me to preach, I guess it was Sunday or Monday, if I'd take care of service tonight, and I'd been preaching all day, and I'd been studying this, I was flipping through my Bible, studying for Sunday morning and Sunday night, and I come across this scripture, and man, I ain't never seen a time where people have got the mentality where they just think that they've got time, and that's what I want to preach to you tonight, if I could, just for a few minutes. And I'll get out of the way, is I want to preach on the thought of "I've got time." And I got to thinking about those three words and how dangerous those three words are. For one thing, it's dangerous for a saved person. It's dangerous for a Christian to have that in their vocabulary. Say, "I've got time," whenever it comes to the things of God. But it's even more dangerous for a lost person to have those three words in their vocabulary. Everybody you talk to right now, they act like they've got all the time in the world. to get born again. They act like they've got all the time in the world to get saved. And, you know, you every time you ask somebody to come to church or every time you talk to them about them being saved or anything like that, they'll say, well, I've got time. And I'll tell you right now that you don't have time. Time is running out right now. Time is running out. It's getting real short right now. Then the Lord is going to come back one of these days. You just got a whole lot of mercy that the Lord has not took you out of here yet. You know, there's people that's sitting here tonight that has got the mentality of, I've got time. So when is going to be the best time for you to get saved? Christian, when's going to be the best time for you to do something for the Lord? I'll tell you right now, the Bible says it is high time. That means that it's right now. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. The Bible also says that you must be born again. It didn't say tomorrow was the day of salvation. If anything, it should have said yesterday was the day of salvation. Because, I mean, that's how serious it is right now. Hey, you don't think the Lord's going to let people mock Him any much more like they do right now, Delmer? You don't think the Lord's going to let Him make fun of His name and let all these things go on that's going on right now before He comes back one of these days? It's not much longer. And you know, I mean, I got to thinking about having the mentality and having those three words in your vocabulary of I've got time. And that's just real dangerous territory. I mean, there's people that's running around right now. They'll say, well, I'll do all my sinning right now, and I'll do this, and I'll do that, especially young people. They'll say, well, I got my whole life ahead of me to make things right with God. And I'll tell you right now, that the Lord is just, I mean, He can take you out of here whenever He wants to, Josh. The Lord can come get us whenever He wants to. You could leave this church tonight and not make it to the house. The Lord could take you out between now and then. And I truly believe that. And I've got some points here I want to preach tonight, if I could, just for a few minutes that the Lord's put on my heart. And I got to thinking about the first one, and I was got to thinking about Christians. A lot of times I'll say, I've got time to serve God. And you know, whenever you get saved, I mean, a lot of times you want to really get to serving Him. You really want to start doing something for God. And you know, a lot of times the longer we're in this thing, and the farther that we go, the more calloused over a lot of times we get to the Word of God. The more calloused over we get a lot of times to doing some stuff for the Lord. You know, whenever you first got saved, you was all for wanting to go tell somebody about the Lord. You was all for wanting to go tell somebody that they need to come to church and things like that. You was all for reading your Bible. You was all for doing all these things. But now, since we've got used to it, you know, we get to come to church and hear some of the best preaching that they are. We get to come to church. We got a good church family. But I feel like a lot of times we get used to it. I feel like a lot of times we get real comfortable. I feel like a lot of times we get so used to seeing God move. We get so used to seeing God work that we just don't pay much attention to Him anymore. And I got to thinking, I've got time to serve God. And the first thing I was thinking of, 2 Timothy 4:2, it says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. And I got to thinking in Proverbs 20 and verse number 4, I'll flip over there and read that real quick. Proverbs 20 and verse number 4, the Bible says here, it says, the sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in the harvest and have nothing. And you know, a lot of times the reason why we miss out on a lot of things that the Lord wants to do for us, a lot of times we miss out on a whole lot of blessings, Delmer, is because we don't want to hold up on our end. We'll say, well, I'll start serving God whenever it's convenient for me. You know, I'll start serving God whenever I ain't got to work such long hours at my job. I'll start serving God whenever my kids don't stay up all night. I mean, whatever it might be, whatever things you might have going on in your life, Nathaniel, yeah, you don't always have to put God second. I mean, the Lord does know your heart. The Lord knows where you stand. The Lord knows what your motives are. He knows whenever you're putting Him first. He knows when you've got time to serve Him. And like I said, a lot of times we'll say, well, I don't really have time right now. Or I've got time. I can do it later. I've got plenty of time to serve God. And I got to thinking about the second one. I've got time to share the gospel. You know, know, there's a lot of us that we'd give anything in this world if we could go back, Josh, to another person and we could say, you know, tell them about the Lord or share the gospel to them. But the Lord went ahead and took them home before you could do that. Because a lot of times we've procrastinated and we've put it off to go visit somebody. We've put it off to go tell somebody about the Lord, Ty. I mean, we've done all these things. We'll say, well, we ain't got time this evening. We got too much going on. And then those people have just slipped off into eternity and they've died and went to hell. And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that it's our fault, but, you know, there's a lot of times that things do get in the way and things do come up. I understand that. But a lot of times people is just not interested in trying to further the gospel. They just want to come to church. They want to listen to preaching. They want to listen to singing. They want to come to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Delmer. But they don't want to do anything else to further the gospel. They don't want to tell nobody about the Lord. They don't want to serve God on their own time. They just want to serve God when it's convenient for them. They just want to serve God whenever it's a time to go to church. If the only time that you're a Christian is on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, you've got this thing all wrong. You're messed up. You need to get saved. And you know, that's a full-time thing. It's a full-time job being a Christian. This is a 24/7 deal. This ain't just whenever it's convenient. We just can't pull the Lord out of our pocket and say, well, I just want to be a Christian right now. And then we'll say, well, you know, I'm around some people. I don't really want to be a Christian right now. Or we'll say, well, I want to be a Christian right now, but my favorite TV show's on and I don't have time to read my Bible. Or they'll say, hey, I want to be a Christian right now, but we can't go to revival because we got all this other stuff going on. And they'll say, better put it back in our pocket. I'm just telling you the truth tonight. I mean, that's how it is in the world that we live in. They say, I've got plenty of time to share the gospel. Not right now, Lord, not right now. I've got so much going on. I've got so much to do. I've got so many other obligations. The last thing on my mind is serving the Lord. The last thing on my mind is sharing the gospel. I mean, I'm telling you right now, you're going to have that mentality of I've got time and you're going to miss out on your chance. You're going to miss out on a blessing. You're going to miss out on all these things that the Lord wants to give us. Bible says draw nigh to Him and He'll draw nigh to you. A lot of times, Josh, we're not keeping up on our end. The Lord is the one that's always consistent. You know, the Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I mean, we change, Josh. I mean, you can't count on me for nothing. I mean, I might be real good today and I might be real bad tomorrow. You can't ever tell. I mean, that's just how our nature is, though, Delmer. That's just how we go about things. But I'll tell you one that you can count on, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's always been there for me. He's always took care of me. He's always provided Miss Irene, and He's always took good care of my family. But, you know, we should not have that mentality of, I've got time, I'll do it later. We shouldn't be like that. You know, that's a dangerous thing. Like I said, I mean, when are you going to start, you know, talking to your kids about the Lord? When are you going to start showing them things? When are you going to start, you know, all these things? I mean, whatever it might be, you'll say, well, I'll start taking my kids to church whenever they get a little bit older. I'll start going to church myself whenever I get a little bit older. Or I'll start going to church whenever I'm right with God. Well, you need to get right with God. You'll like going to church. Amen. So, anyways, a lot of people say, I've got time to serve God. They'll say, I've got time to to share the gospel. 2 Corinthians 4 and 3 says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. There's a lot of Christians right now, Josh, that's hiding the gospel. They're not telling people about the Lord. Like I said, the only time they touch their Bible is whenever they come to church. The only time that they want to be a Christian is whenever they're in church. They're hiding their gospel. You can't tell. In the day that we live in, Miss Irene, you can't hardly tell the difference between someone that says that they're saved and someone that says that they're lost if they're not in church. That's the way they act. I mean, that's the world that we live in. There's people out there right now that say, hey, I'm saved, but their fruits don't show it. And they'll be, they look like a lost person. Anyways, they'll say, I've got time. You ever said that? I know that I'm not the only one. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. Whenever it come time to, you know, go visit somebody, or whenever I got time to read my Bible or pray about something or just whatever it might be, you'll say, well, I don't have time right now. I've got time to do it later. I can put it off for another day or two. I've got time. I've got time to serve God. I've got time to share the gospel. And another one I'll throw in there, a lot of people say, I've got time to study my Bible. I better not read it right now. You know, we've got so much going on. You know, we've got this to do, that to do. My favorite show's on. You know, I got to take the trash out. I got to mow the yard. I mean, I understand we're busy people, Delmer. There's a lot of things that comes up. And like I started preaching on a minute ago, the Lord knows when you're being true to Him. The Lord knows what kind of time that you've got. The Lord knows whenever you're giving Him 100%. The Lord knows. You can't hide nothing from God. And you won't hide nothing from God because He'll find every bit of it. Because He already knows. He knows our thoughts before we think them. And we act like that we're doing our very best for the Lord a lot of times. You know, we're just the best Christians in the whole world. You know, I did this, I did that. I read my Bible, I read a verse today. I prayed the same prayer I've been praying for the last month, same 5 words, it took me 15 seconds. I mean, it's just the truth. I promise I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, we get in a routine of this thing. We get to just being repetitive and we'll say, hey, that's good enough. We're not interested in doing any more than what we're willing to do, Kim. Not interested. Because it's too much work. It takes too much time. It takes too much of our ability to do all these things. We might miss out on something that we want to do. We might miss out on something, I mean, whatever it might be. We can do it later. We've got time. So, anyways, 1 Peter 3:15, it's about studying your Bible. I've got time to study my Bible. 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Thank you. So we're supposed to give people an answer. Someone asks us about the Lord. Someone asks us about being saved. Someone asks us about our hope. We need to be able to give an answer to that. You know, if you've been saved for 20 years, you ought to be able to lead somebody to the Lord. I can understand if you've just been saved for a little while, a couple months. You know, you might not know and things like that. That's why the Bible says, you know, we need to get off the milk and get on the meat of the Word. You know, get into some of the hard stuff. Get into some of the stuff that's real important. Get into some of the stuff that's a little bit tougher. Some of the stuff that'll make us grow also. And like I said, you know, we got to give everybody an answer. So, you know, if you've been, like I said, if you've been saved for a long time, you ought to have some answers. You know, you ought to be able to have some answers. And then the next thing I was thinking about, I've been kind of preaching to Christians or saved people. I'm going to preach to the lost people just for a few minutes. I wasn't going to go much farther past this, but the Lord laid these on my heart. And one of these days, we're going to stand before the Lord and wish we preached a whole lot harder than what I did. I believe that. The next thing that I was thinking about on I've got time, there's a lot of people that says, I've got time to stop sinning. I've got time to quit drinking. I've got time to quit partying. I've got time to quit laying out of church. I've got time to do this. I've got time to do that. I can quit whenever I want to. No, you can't. You might say that, but you're not going to. I can lay this down whenever I want to. I can stop right now. Start being a good boy or a good girl. Whenever you say that, you're lying to yourself. And that's the devil lying to you. Because one of these days you say, well, I've been meaning to stop doing this for a long time. I'm preaching on, I've got time to stop sinning. You say, well, I've been meaning to quit doing that for a long time. I've been meaning to quit doing this. But here you are, 7-year-old, still lost as a ball in a high weeds with an addiction and problems, a broken home, a broken family. I mean, the devil don't show you that side of it whenever it feels good, whenever it tastes good, whenever it makes you think that you feel good. What all these things? The devil don't show you that side of it. But you said back whenever you was younger or whenever you was a kid or anything, I've got time to stop. I've got time to stop sinning. Sin. Bible says, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord is the only one that can take you out of this thing. He's the only one that can get you. The Bible said He set my feet upon a rock, took me up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock, established my goings. What the Bible says. He's the only one that can do it. If a man's left up to his own devices, he's going to take himself straight to hell. And that's the truth. I couldn't do this thing without the Lord. There's no telling where I'd be at, what I'd be into. I know I wouldn't have my family. I wouldn't have two little boys and one on the way. I wouldn't have a good wife. I wouldn't be in a good church. I wouldn't have good people that I look up to, Brother Delmer, Josh, Dustin, all these people. I wouldn't have that. I wouldn't have support. I wouldn't have help, Jordan. But God. But God. But I had that mentality. I said, I've got time to stop this stuff. But it wasn't until the Lord showed me where I was at and the Lord showed me where I was wrong that I quit. I've got time to stop sin. Bible says, James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. We've got to take action towards the Lord. Or we're going to be stuck in the same rut that we're in. It's dangerous words, Donnie. I've got time. I've seen a lot of people die and go to hell. I know a lot of people that's died and went to hell that said that I've got time. I've got time to make it right. A lot of people with kids, I've got time to raise my family in church. Not right now. It's not convenient. It's too hard taking kids to church. It's too hard doing this, doing that. The devil is father of lies. And he'll lie to you and lie to you and lie to you until you just can't. I mean, he'll bind you, he'll blind you, he'll grind you. I'm going to preach that one of these days. But anyways, he'll do all them things to you. But next thing, like I said, I've got time to stop sinning. You know, there's people, I'll say this and I'll move on. There's people that's up in age. And they got problems, whether it be a drinking problem, a drug problem, whatever it might be. Do you think that they meant to do that? Do you think that one day whenever they was a young man or a lady, they just said, hey, I'm going to pick up this bottle and I'm never going to put it down. I'm going to pick up this dope and I'm never going to put it down. Because they said, I got time to do this for a little while and then I'll just quit. It never works like that. The devil will get a hold of you and he does not want to turn you loose. And he won't turn you loose until you let the Lord do it. Because you can't do it on your own. You can't fight the devil. Cannot. All these things that the devil puts in front of you, all these temptations you got, all these problems and things like that, it's hard. But without the Lord, the devil is always going to win. And that's the truth. The next thing I was thinking about, and this will be my last one, I'll be done. There's people, I've probably already mentioned it. I got ahead of myself a little bit, but anyways, there's people right now sitting in this church tonight. I don't know who you are. The Lord knows. You're saying to yourself, I've got time to get saved. I've got time to get saved. You know, if the Lord was to come back right now, you're going to stand in front of Him, a judgment. And, the Bible says, Revelation 20:15, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Depart from me, the workers of iniquity, I never knew you. You're going to hear the Lord Jesus Christ say these things to you. You're going to hear the Lord. I don't even have the words to preach the justice of that. My mind does not work good enough and I'm not smart enough to be able to explain to you what it'd be like to be standing there, Josh, looking the Lord in the eyes. Depart from me. I never knew you. And He's going to cast you in a lake of fire. And He's just by doing it. It ain't going to be nobody's fault but yours. Because you've had an opportunity. You've been exposed to the gospel. And it's your choice if you turn him away. The Bible says you must be born again. And today is the day of salvation. So whenever you get to saying that you've got time to get saved, I'm afraid that it's a lot shorter than what you really know. You'll say, well, people's been saying that the Lord's going to come back for years and years and years. Well, they might have. And they might say it for years and years and years longer. But He is coming back. And you are not bulletproof. I'm done preaching, if everyone would stand. Maybe if Hannah and Donnie will come get a song. I had some more there, but I ain't going to...